Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Even when we are pressed into the mold of conformity to Christ's image rather than conformity to the world, there can still be remaining defects. In eighth grade, I think I had the funnest class in all of junior high, chop class. One of the things that I got to do in chop class was play with some really cool-smelling stuff, fiberglass resin. Back then, it was still okay to have a mold of praying hands in school. So I mixed up a batch of fiberglass resin and put the mold release in the mold and filled it up to make a set of praying hands. And I came back, I don't know, we had class twice a week, I think. I came back a couple days later, popped that resin out of the mold, and the mold release didn't work quite the way it ought to. When those praying hands came out of the mold, there were defects in what was to be the finished side. They weren't smooth. There were voids where there should have been resin. Even after polishing for quite some time on a buffing wheel, all of those defects did not come out. If the standard presented here in verses 2 through 5 is an absolute one, we have no hope. Any more than those praying hands had a hope of being perfect, since they came out of the mold with imperfections. We have no hope in terms of human effort, in terms of our temporal existence, of ever meeting it. But here is the dilemma. If we are to grow more like Christ, we need to spend time in His presence. If we are not fit to be in His presence, how can we spend more time with Him so that we can grow more like Him? The key is back in verse 1. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? There is one who meets all of the requirements necessary for admittance to God's presence. He meets all of those requirements perfectly and comprehensively. He, of course, is the Lord Jesus. He was welcomed with open arms, great acclamation, and rejoicing when he returned to heaven from his time of humiliation. The Lord Jesus has full rights and privileges. There is no area of God's tent, no area of God's holy hill that is off limits to Jesus. We can enjoy those same rights and privileges if we are abiding in Christ. When we abide in the one who abides in God's presence, we share the same experience to the extent our earthly existence allows. We know that the fullness of that experience is held in trust for us, and it will be our portion when God takes us home. Henry Law, in his devotional commentary on the Psalms, says, "Our holiness presents no title at God's bar. It blots out no sin, it pays no debts, it arrests no condemnation, it weaves no justifying robe, it presents no shadow of a claim. Christ and Christ only justifies. His blood alone can cleanse from sin. His death alone appeases wrath. His pure obedience placed to our account is the only robe for heaven." We've been reminded of God's standard and our lack of conformity to it. So what to do? Seek God's help to walk closer to Him, that He would give us greater hatred for sin and would enable us to tear down those idols that take His place in our lives. Again, Henry Law, "Who can try himself by this strict rule and not be conscious of shortcoming? Again, we bear in mind this righteousness is not our plea. Its imperfection drives us more to cling to Christ. He casts His glorious covering over all our failings. In Him we are completely justified. In Him we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.